This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. The new USDA estimate says farmers will make less money this year, but the projection is a little bit better than the last one that came out of Washington. I'll talk about it after this.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of Dow DuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
Well, when farmers close the books here in just a few weeks on this 2018 agriculture story, they are not expecting a lot of good news on the bottom line, but the bottom line might be slightly better than it looked this summer, when the trade war was escalating between the United States and China. USDA's latest financial forecast shows net farm income to be down more than $9 billion this year compared to a year ago, falling about 12%. The new figure is at least an improvement, though, from the agency's previous estimate. But the $635 million gain from that estimate earlier this year to the one issued last week came completely from the government's market facilitation program payments that were not included before. If you took that out of there, income would have fallen significantly below the August outlook. Corn prices and yields that improved modestly this fall added about $2.5 billion in revenues. Though that figure could change yet, we're not sure. We don't have final production numbers. Those will be determined and issued by the USDA next month. Revenue from all crops rose from the levels of last year. But now livestock receipts headed in the other direction, falling due to the lower prices for milk and cattle and hogs. The stronger poultry and egg values helped a little bit in offsetting some of that decline. If you take a look then at what they call other farm-related income, that's a catch-all category, including things like forest products, it helped take the actual value of farm production higher for this year. But the production costs went up. They went up about $21 billion. Interest cost a part of that tab. The higher debt and interest rates raised the cost of loans by about 18%. Total farm debt is up a little more than 4%. I'll be back after this.